Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. This is the time and this is the place for a conversation, dialogue, trilogue, quadrilogue, an interchange between human beings that pertain to matters of faith, belief, that which forms us in our innermost being, that guides our highest ethical ideals and actions, that which touches the spirit. Give us a call. 576-7710 is the number. If you're calling long distance, it's 816 in front of that. 576-7710. Good morning. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk, President, St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, the dawning here has just been absolutely beautiful. And we're in for a splendid, splendid morning. We've got the April showers happening now at the tail end of May and into June. April is a kind of a wet month, usually here at
Christian Church.
Yeah, it's at Community Christian Church and at All Angels and Temple B'nai Yehuda and a bunch of other places, but also in Kansas City. It's just splendidly green, absolutely green. So I hope it's as beautiful there where you are in Chicago as it is here.
Well, right now at my desk, it's messy.
Well, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, a few items for possible reflection. There's a wonderful lady who sends me a newsletter that she puts out every month. In connection with the beginning of the new month. And look what's coming up in June, according to her calendar. June 1st is National Donut Day. That's today, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
June 4th is Hug Your Cat Day. June 6th, National Cancer Survivors Day. The same day, National Yo-Yo Day. June 7th, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. So this is quite an important week. Mm. But later in the month, June 17th, June 15th, obviously, Father's Day, but June 17th, Eat Your Vegetables Day. I wonder what that's all about. And then June 26th, much more serious, and I'm wondering what is the connection. Forgiveness Day. Wonder what's going on there. Maybe somebody out there knows something about why June 26th became National Forgiveness Day. More substantively, is next Sunday Pentecost?
Next Sunday is Pentecost, yes.
Yeah, because this Tuesday evening, Wednesday, and Tuesday evening, Wednesday, Thursday for Orthodox conservative Jews outside of Israel, but for Reform Jews and in Israel, next Tuesday evening, Wednesday, Shavuot, or as you would call it in English, Pentecost in the Jewish calendar as well, although we don't call it that. We call it Shavuot, 50 days after Passover, mm-hmm. and it marks the giving of the Ten Commandments, the revelation of Mount Sinai. Are there any major traditions associated with Pentecost in Christian tradition? For example, in Jewish tradition, you only eat dairy.
Mm. You mean in terms of eating? No.
Or anything.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. We'll talk about it next week, but we can kind of have a preview this week.
Okay.
Flames, birds, multilingual utterances, that it approaches glossolalia, but it's called by many names, and the color red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just threw away a toss-up question for extra coasters, but red is the festival color of that particular day. Now, we Protestants, we can get away with a little bit more. And what we do is we use red, at least at community, a lot longer than just one Sunday.
How will it be used? Banners? And you won't have a red robe or anything?
I will have a red stole. A red stole, and people will be encouraged to wear red.
Mm-hmm.
John, what about it at your place?
Yeah, the priest will wear a red vestment and red stole, and deacons if they have a red stole, we'll wear a red stole as well.
Mm-hmm. And bulletin, this month, certain people are going to be ordained as deacons, yes?
Yeah, that would be myself and 12 of my brothers down at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception on the vigil of the Feast of Pentecost. And for most of us, our first assist at Mass will be on the Feast of Pentecost.
That just happens to be when it was determined, or is that not an unusual way to mark your transition into the diaconate?
Well, the transitional deacons were ordained a couple weeks ago, and then the priests in the diocese were ordained, I think, last week.
Uh-huh.
And then we have two priests in our community were ordained Saturday down in Corpus Christi, Texas. So it's kind of a May. It's kind of a graduation. It's kind of okay. When people get out of school. I just had my last class at Conception Abbey yesterday. Uh-huh. And I forgot to bring the mortar board, but
Did
they really have a mortar board thing?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No, I wanted to. But uh-huh. it was bittersweet. We were in class with about 8 candidates, also from Des Moines, during the whole time. So there was about 21 of us in that class, and you develop these wonderful friendships. And now we each go our own way, just kind of like the apostles did. And they go into the farthest corners of Iowa, and us to the furthest corners of Western Missouri here.
Yeah, well, except that last class, my foot. Now the real learning begins. But
Michael, you talked about what's going on. Well, in Catholicism, we started the Novena to the Holy Spirit, which starts on Friday, ends next Saturday, and a lot of my classmates are doing that Novena, and it falls on the last day falls on the day of our ordination, and so we're invoking the Holy Spirit to give us His gifts, His 7 gifts: fortitude, fear of the Lord, understanding, counsel, knowledge, wisdom, and piety. And today is the Feast of the Ascension. It completes the Paschal mystery. The Paschal mystery for us is the full combination of the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. And in some of the saints, like Padre Pio, he seemed to have passed through that Paschal mystery. He had the stigmata. He had the gift of bilocation. He had these gifts of being able to read hearts when people came to him in the confessional. And I think he was maybe the second saint canonized by John Paul II in this millennium, St. Padre Pio. At one time he was, I've spoke with him a little bit before, about him before, but at one time he received the most mail in the world. And they had to bring in monks in order to open it up. But he's very, very popular. And what's interesting in his life, you can see someone who passed through that Paschal mystery on earth and received some of these gifts that Jesus had after he rose from the dead.
Well, just a curiosity, John, you mentioned that Saturday evening of your ordination, you'll be part of a vigil. Is it all night?
No, it's celebrated as the vigil of the Feast of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. You know, liturgically.
Ah, okay. The reason I ask is because in Jewish tradition there is a tradition. It's not a requirement, but there is a tradition of on Tuesday evening I'll be part of it, an all night study session, staying up all night studying a text from each part of Jewish wisdom.
So this is a legitimate all nighter that is
that's absolutely
recommended and not just cramming.
Yeah. No final exam, however. In the meantime, we probably need to go to a break.
We need a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Give us a call, 576-7710.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations, and that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them do whatever they want and let them think they're free, and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation, weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM, where Kansas City talks. Talk Radio 710, now at 103.7 FM.
I'm starting to dread the weekends because of my husband's drinking. He doesn't stop drinking until he's out of control and passes out. A counselor told me to try Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think weekend drinking was that serious, but I'm glad I went. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-AL-ANON or visit alanonfamilygroups.org.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk real clean.
So they can stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to. Find your local Feeding America food bank for help. Together, we're feeding America.
Contact Harvesters, the Community Food Network, at 211. That's 211. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm starting to dread the weekends because of my husband's drinking. He doesn't stop drinking until he's out of control and passes out. A counselor told me to try Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think weekend drinking was that serious, but I'm glad I went. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-AL-ANON or visit alanonfamilygroups.org.
Do you have unwanted items in your home or office, or just want to get rid of things you no longer need? Cerna Brothers can help. Cerna Brothers can clean out an entire estate or simply remove unwanted items from your home or office. Cerna Brothers recycles and donates when possible to reduce the amount it takes to the landfill. Cerna Brothers can help with all your junk and debris needs. Call 913-484-9564 or visit cernabros.com. That's CERNABROS.com, your local junk and debris removal service.
This is NASCAR driver Kurt Busch, and I am proud to support our nation's veterans. Do you know you can get a faster decision on your disability compensation claims by filing an electronic fully developed claim, or e-claim, on eBenefits? Take it from a guy who lives his life in the fast lane. Faster is better. Visit eBenefits.va.gov today to learn more.
E-claims, online VA claims made simple. A message from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
The oil change. A small job, but one you take pride in doing yourself. So when you do, go to Advance Auto Parts. This month, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Purolator classic oil filter for only $22.99. Plus, enter to win free gas for a year, one winner daily. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. See store for details.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now and choose 0% financing for 72 months or get big cash off select new John Deere tractors from our one family through our powerful 6M and 6R series. Hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Van Wall Equipment is proud to be your John Deere dealer of choice. For special offers and a location near you, visit vanwall.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin.
You have to do a better job.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. Give us a call, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk, President, St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And you can either call or email us. Thanks to Cobra Guard, you can email us at 5767710@gmail.com. Provided by Cobra Guard, our email sponsor.
You did that like a professional, really. That was
Michael.
I was way up there.
Your ordination. We were talking about the diaconate, the ordination that John is going to experience next Saturday. Your ordination took place at Hebrew Union. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And was it part?
Well, technically, it was Hebrew Union College ordination, but the building isn't big enough to hold all the folks that come. So we were at a synagogue in downtown Cincinnati, often called the Plum Street Temple or Isaac M. Wise Temple. It's an unbelievable architectural marvel of the Moorish style, if you know what that means.
Were they Sephardic Jews that did that place?
It was just simply a function of the architectural nuances when it was built in the late 19th century. And interestingly, it's built on a corner. Across the street is the Catholic Cathedral. On the opposite side is, I believe, the Episcopal Cathedral, and then across on that corner is City Hall. In Cincinnati, so it was often understood to be quite a symbolic
power
testimony.
Center. Yeah.
Well, even more than a power center, Bob. A certain sense of how we all share this public space and with our private convictions.
And a day gone by.
Yes,
maybe that where there was not a sense of threat nor of competition, but maybe of mutual acknowledgement.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's 40 years ago, young fella.
Whoa, here we go. Hey,
what's your anniversary?
Ironic, I don't know. I know it was in late May or early June, but I don't know. I'd have to look it up, which is not that hard to do. But
Michael, was it on a particular day, the same day as your graduation? Was it part of the graduate, or was it separate?
The actual ordination took place at a private ceremony in the chapel of the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion campus on an evening. Then that Friday of the same week, we had a public celebration of a consecration, and then that Saturday morning, a public consecration of our ordination. And the reason for that is a nuance in Jewish tradition that says on the Sabbath, you do not change the status of something or someone. So that was the public rehearsal of what was done already privately.
I see. And was this?
That's among the reasons why I can't remember the date.
Was this a Reform congregation that you were?
Isaac M. Wise is one of the founts of Reform Judaism. Isaac M. Wise being the founder of the seminary and the national international movement. And many other things as well, and what's called the Central Conference of American Rabbis as well.
All righty, Michael. Did you have some other topics that you wanted to mention?
Sure.
Well,
of course, we note the passing this week of Maya Angelou, a remarkable voice.
That was at the top of my list, and so you've taken one of mine for sure.
Well, how about we let folks, if they have a favorite reflection, lines of poems or whatever that they might want to share.
Yeah.
Second, kind of a fascinating piece of headline. U.S. birth rate among teens reaches record low. Dropped to record lows last year, while the rate among older women hit highs not seen in half a century, according to government statistics released Thursday. Overall fertility rate in the U.S. reached a record low of 62.9 births per 1,000, said the report by the Center for Disease Control, et cetera, et cetera. Measles cases reach 20-year high. I wonder what that has to do with this angst and panic about the measles vaccine, and clearly science has demonstrated this is not the case, being a potential progenitor of autism, et cetera. Something's going on in our environment around autism, no question about that, but I don't know. And then, Robert, new book, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Strange Glory. It's a biography of Bonhoeffer.
Yes, and I have it by my Barco lounger in the West Wing at home. Absolutely.
Have you started it yet?
I just glanced it. I can't say honestly that I really started reading it. But it looks very interesting. It comes on the after a kind of a spurt of books last year on Bonhoeffer. But have you read it?
But I just read an extraordinary review in the Wall Street Journal, yesterday's Wall Street Journal, by Christian Wyman. Now, that name echoes for both of us. Yeah, yeah. And I've got two other items. There's a brand new book. Bob, I've mentioned to you. I don't know, John, if I think I may have mentioned it in the past, but one of my favorite books is a book called The Spirituality of Imperfection. Well, the authors, Ernest Kurtz and Catherine Ketchum, just came out with a new book, Experiencing Spirituality, Finding Meaning Through Storytelling. And I just want to share, this is one of the first stories in the book. A chassid, that's a disciple of traditional ultra-Orthodox Judaism, burst into the study of the Rebbe. The name is given, but it's not going to be important. Rebbe, he said breathlessly, "What is the way to God?" The Rebbe looked up from his studies and answered, "There is no way to God, for God is not other than here and now." "Then Rebbe, tell me the essence of God." "There is no essence of God, for God is all and nothing." "Then Rebbe, tell me the secret that I may know that God is all." "My friend," the Rebbe sighed, "there is no way, there is no essence, there is no secret." Now here's the great line. "The truth you seek is not hidden from you. You are hiding from it."
Mm.
Isn't that fabulous?
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And then this last one. Last week after you left, John and I thought, had an interesting conversation, reflection, just in terms of the two of us, about our level of interest and comfort with ambiguity. John, is that you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so I found this poem, and since it's by Wendell Berry, who's one of my favorites, I thought, wow, this is really intriguing. "It may be..." Now, of course, this is more on my side of the dilemma. "It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And that when we no longer know which way to go, we have come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings."
What book of poetry is that from?
It's from Standing by Words.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's titled "The Real Work." Yeah, he does some frighteningly good stuff.
he is deserving of the Nobel Prize, in my opinion. So
yeah, well, he's an American, so forget it.
Yeah, well, and he's and he won't let a campaign be formed in his advocacy.
That was, by the way, that was one of the moments of the end of my naivete, that there are campaigns to win the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that you may have been the first person to share it with me, and I said, you've got to be kidding. So, we've got poetry here. We've got ordinations. We've got...
holidays.
The whole... What we say in Protestantism, and I think Catholicism would be this way, and I think, Michael, there might be an echo of it within Judaism and Islam, that every believer is ordained, as it were, to a holy work. Now, it may not be set apart as a leader in the community of faith, but it may be set apart, not set apart, but specially blessed, kissed, to do certain holy things. And we can talk about that as well as the other calls that are coming in now. 576-7710. Get in the queue. We'd love to have a conversation with you. 576-7710. We'll be right back after these messages.
Coming up Monday on the show, Dr. Ben Carson. You know him. He's the neurosurgeon who gave that great speech at the prayer breakfast in front of Obama. Well, he's coming on to talk about what we can do to save America's future. And it's just about time to jump in the pool. Is your pool safe? The one you're going to take your children to? We'll get all the details on it coming up on the KCMO Morning Show.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Held captive by the Taliban since 2009, Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the only American prisoner of war in Afghanistan, has been freed and is now at an Army hospital in Germany. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is in Afghanistan.
Our first priority is assuring his well-being and his health and getting him reunited with his family.
As for allegations Bergdahl was a deserter,
other circumstances that may develop and questions, those will be dealt with later.
Five high-value terror detainees freed from the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Hagel says Congress wasn't given notice because it was believed Bergdahl's life was in danger. Missing since Wednesday, six climbers on Washington's Mount Rainier likely died in a fall. Fox News, we report, you decide.
KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Temperatures overnight will fall into the mid to upper 60s by your Sunday morning with partly cloudy skies and southeast winds a bit breezy, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday will bring more heat and humidity. 87 degrees will be our high with mostly sunny skies. Isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms will stay with us throughout the day with a better chance of rain after midnight into your Monday morning. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Enjoy a gourmet inclusive vacation at El Dorado Spa Resorts and Hotels and Azul Hotels by Charisma when you book through Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. These luxurious properties are all located in the Riviera Maya, Mexico, and feature a la carte themed dining. No reservations required, unlimited premium beverages, beach and pool butlers, freshly grown produce in on-site greenhouse, amazing spa facilities, spacious suites, including guaranteed connecting suites to accommodate family and group stays, amazing destination wedding locations, including chapels, sky weddings, beachfront gazebos, and more. Azul Hotels by Charisma are family-friendly properties equipped with Fisher-Price co-branded family facilities and teen club. Our pack and play program features strollers, cribs, playpens, changing table, baby bottles, sterilizers, and Gerber gourmet food. Receive great benefits if you book today. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive getaway and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500 or online at cruiseholidayskc.com.
KCMO Kansas City, Talk Radio 710, and now on FM at 103.7, making it even easier to hear your personalities. This is KCMO.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO on your radio dial. 710 AM, 103.7 FM. This is the time to call. Give us a call at your convenience, but do it soon and quick. We'd love to have a conversation with you. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk, President, St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, we were not done, I don't think, with your...
The only other one I've got is this just... You know, we don't know all the facts yet, but this tragic reporting, at least, of this woman in Pakistan who was honor-killing victim of her own by her own family, for she married a man she loved as opposed to the man that they had arranged for her to marry, and in front of the courthouse with reportedly the police standing by doing nothing. Just a tragic example of a different world thank God I don't inhabit. Just so beyond the pale.
Yeah. Okay.
On a lighter note, the Sudanese war. I mean, it is. It's so sad. I mean, what can you say, Michael? I got five daughters.
I have five
daughters, and to not look upon a woman as created with as much equal dignity as a man is I don't know why women tolerate it. I, honestly, it's just...
Well, it's tribal cultures that... who knows what to say.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about something else.
Yeah, well, the Sudanese woman who was condemned to death for apostasy was freed.
And oh, good. I didn't catch that.
A lot of Christians were praying for her freedom, and so that prayer was answered. And now it's my understanding that today is the 48th day or the 47th day of Omer,
counting the Omer.
Counting the Omer, and so you count up to the 50th day, right?
Right.
And I find it interesting that there are the teachings of the Kabbalah explain that there are seven divine attributes. Love, strength, beauty, victory, splendor, foundation, and sovereignty. It's kind of, you know,
Have you been looking in the back of the book?
And then we've got these emotional attributes, kindness, restraint, harmony, ambition, humility, connection, and receptiveness. And then when you, I guess you put them on a 7x7 table, you can have kindness and kindness, restraint and kindness, harmony and kindness. So you have a total of 49 traits. And so then you come up with a 49-step process for self-refinement.
You know, this is exactly why we Protestants just hone in on Jesus' great commandment. Just two things to remember, you know. One of the greatest commandments, to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and soul, and then your neighbor as yourself.
But I could see
thank you very much.
I could see taking this into Catholicism. Maria, the table across is the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the table down the side would be the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
My guess is that
somebody's done
really
that.
A function
I bet.
Of, no, well, aside from the fact that I'm sure somebody has, but is that you know, in effect this is a panoply of of options that some people, Bob, as you point out, I want to keep this simple and straightforward, and other people see the simplicity in the complexity.
And they may see certainty. And that's very, very useful to some folks. It is. Hey, by the way, we've got some calls here. Can we go to them? Let's go. Good morning. You've got Religion on the line.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, Madeline.
Yeah, my prayers are always with you and yours. And I just am enjoying this program. I always do. But this week was special. Our Pope and... went to the Holy Lands, and there was a rabbi that sang a song. I wish it had been in English. He had the most beautiful voice. I was glued to my television.
And John, did you catch that? Because I missed that one.
I've got it taped. If you want, it's just it made me feel so.
Well, if you can give me any additional information, I'll try to Google right now. I hate using that as a verb. I'll try to do a search.
Yeah, Michael, get used to it. It's the new way.
Yeah, it's the new way. But anyhow, and John, I will see you in church. My goal is to make this ordination, and I will be there.
Mm.
And I promised the deacon that I know who is going to be on the altar that I would not clap. I am so proud.
Well, I think I'm standing next to that deacon that you know.
for those of who might be wondering.
There's some inside conversation.
We're lined up alphabetically.
So Madeline's son.
No, not. Oh, yeah, there's Madeline's son. Madeline's son, Joe, will be on the altar.
Joseph Wiston will be on the altar. And I am going to, he's going to bring me when he comes, which means it will be very early.
Oh, you'll be very early.
That's all right. That's all right. I never mind being in front of the Eucharist. And I will be there. And I promised I won't clap. And I won't say, there's John. There's Jim. Oh, my.
No, you'll be able to clap because I think after the official wording, when you become an actual deacon, I'm sure that they will stop and let the congregation rejoice with us.
Well, I just wanted to say hello to all of you. I missed you last week Reverend Hill, but it was a good show, a good program.
Mm-hmm.
I love when we talk about the Holy Land, and I've learned so much from it, not enough.
Mm.
And I've been promised that somebody's going to go to the library and get me something I can watch. I just can't imagine all these beautiful things and walking that walk. And but anyhow, that's enough for me this morning. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy this. This starts my week off. And take care of yourselves for me, please.
Lovely, lovely.
You take care of yourself.
All righty, Madeline. Madeline, do you need some coasters in honor of these ordinations?
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
There we go. All right. We'll put some special ones into the mail for you this week.
And when you get off the program and see those ladies you live with, give them a hug for me, would you please?
Nice reminder. Thank you, Madeline.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. I think we do have Madeline's address already, so we'll take care of that. And we're going to go to Mary. Mary, you've got... No,
oh,
Mike. Excuse
yes.
me.
Good morning.
Mary, excuse me.
I was intrigued or saddened. Back of the FYI in Saturday, yesterday's Kansas City Star, under religion page, and women's rights, and how honor, it was titled, How Honor Killings Often Go Unpublished. And it's not just this woman who was beaten to death earlier in the week by members of her own family.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally reported that in Pakistan alone, about 1,000 women were victims of killing honor rights, so-called, because, quote, they shamed their family by whatever. And it's almost barbaric what is going on.
But It is barbaric.
It is. But there is a book. It came out, I think, 2 years ago, and... it's the most authoritative and documented, well, early last year, by Paul Marshall, Leela Gilbert, and Nina Shea. I know she's with the Hudson Institute for Religious Rights, called Persecuted, The Global Assault on Christians. And as afterward by Reverend Charles Chaput, who's now in Philadelphia, the Catholic bishop. And I think everyone should get two copies. It's in paperback, and give one to their pastor, minister, or so forth. It needs to be read, and it's also on the New York Times best-selling list. Also, they mentioned...
What year was it published?
Last year.
Okay, all right.
Because I've had it for over a year, and it was Thomas Nelson who put it out, but...
Mm-hmm.
Persecuted, Global Assault on Christians, and it's worldwide, and it ain't going away. Pardon my...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, thank you for your call.
Bad. Bye-bye.
All right. And we're going to go to Mike. Mike, you got religion on the line.
Good morning. I didn't oversleep.
What are you doing on so early?
Well, to not be criticized for being tardy this week. I guess some of the suggested topics, the spirituality of imperfection. I thought, well, that sounds like me because pretty imperfect in there. And
I think it sounds like everybody, by the way, Mike.
Well, it is. We're all broken, and once we realize we're all broken, then we say, well, what do we got to do about that? And over the weekend, it was last Memorial Day. We went to the gravesides and things like that. And I had talked to my wife about a movie that I heard was coming out, and I was interested in going and seeing it. But that's been a couple of weeks back. It was called Mom's Night Out. And I didn't go at that time, and we were here together on Memorial Day. And she said, that movie you're talking about is going to, it's still showing. Up at Independence and three different showings, and it was mid-morning, and I thought, well, we can make that one.
Would you recommend it?
Yes, I would, and I know that if you go see it and you don't like it, I'll be the guy to give your money back if you don't like it.
Okay.
Okay, name of the movie again?
Mom's Night Out, and I'll just give you a little storyline. It's about the imperfection that in raising families, and it's designed around a church setting where people, the preacher kid and the pastor and the pastor's wife and all these things come together and the different personalities, but it's tied with a storyline in there that is just maybe too common for some people, but it's just plain funny and very enjoyable. And it's like watching a Christmas vacation show of how all things can go bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a storyline that runs through there that we are all broken.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reuniting of people that have made some poor choices and different perspectives, mm-hmm. and everything, and it all comes together. And when I'm sitting there with my wife of 43 years, and the first 10 minutes, she's laughing, just feel it. And then later on, when it comes around to some morals being presented that you would least expect to be presented from the people there, everybody had tears in their eyes. Well, I did, and she did.
All right.
So if you remember, John, when I recommend that movie to you, October Baby, about the person that struggles with, and you'd said at one time your daughters liked it. This is a more juvenile level of humor, but sometimes I really just needed to laugh, and I don't think you'll find it being presented from an offensive position. But I would encourage people that are struggling with how to raise a family in this crazy world we live in, and the value of mom needing a night out, but enjoying the humor of what that might turn into.
Now, who's in that? Is Tina Fey in that?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Or that Patty Arquette? Or
Patricia Heaton is the biggest name in it, and... This
is the same church that did, like, Facing the Giants and Fireproof.
I think it's a church in Atlanta, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. I think it's in Atlanta. But,
yeah.
We got police chases in there. We got lots of things that will be just regular humor.
All right.
But a good moral through there and a good place. I recommend it.
Okay.
Everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages here at Religion on the Line.
KCMO Talk Radio, where Kansas City connects with a Dave Ramsey Show.
You have to stop and think about what you're putting your money into. You buy a $35,000 car, the thing's worth $5,000 in 20 seconds. Have you noticed that? And some of you making $50,000 a year are driving around in $50,000 worth of cars. And you ought to have your butt kicked up around your neck and wear it like a collar. I mean, something is wrong with you.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now FM at 103.7.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-941-9483. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-941-9483. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-941-9483.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of. It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life. Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft, and if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I register because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax and the yeast cultures and the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
KCMO is Talk Radio 710 and now 103.7 FM. Something's happening. Know what that is? You will with KCMO.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church along with
John Perk, President, St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple Ben Yehuda.
Wake up, Michael. All righty. Hey, we were talking about Maya Angelou, and I wanted to relate a little story. This is quite a while back, but one January I just needed to get out of Dodge and went to a thing that had been was sponsored by the Trinity Institute. And this was a thing called God With Us. That was the name of the conference. They did it in New York at Trinity Church on Wall Street in that area. And then they moved the whole shebang all the way over to the Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. And I went to the one in San Francisco, drove across the Bay Bridge 3 days in a row. The very first night, there was a service that was the homily was given by James Carroll, who wrote Constantine Sword, a former Catholic priest and activist. And then Maya Angelou got up. I looked at the program, and I thought with great, what I would have to confess was brazen ignorance, said, well, somebody messed up here. You don't put Maya Angelou first. You put her last. You know, she's going to be the big hitter. And so Maya Angelou just was enchanting, electric. She poetized, as it were. She danced. She sang. She lectured. And then there was a little break. We got some coffee and some cookies, and Frederick Buechner got up. And Buechner began to read. And I did not know about Buechner. I knew a little bit about him. I knew a lot more about Maya Angelou. And he said, before I go very much farther, please let me allow this one kind of musing. This is about our religious autobiographies, and I'm to share mine, etc. And I just wants to know, who gives a hoot about my story? He said another word that I don't want to say on the radio. And then he began to read his lecture, and this became eventually the book Telling Secrets. And we were mesmerized, absolute mesmerized. The next morning, Maya Angelou got up, and she said, "Do you all now see why I requested not to have to follow Frederick Buechner?" And it all just floored us, and we applauded and said, yes, her humility and also her extraordinary gracefulness in a public venue. She also said this, Buechner was of the manner born, a privilege, he's white, went to private schools all of his life, lived kind of a life of luxury, one might say. She, a much, much different story. And somebody said, by the way, you've heard from Maya Angelou, now you're going to hear from Frederick Buechner, and it's a very different story. And she was shaking her head, no, no, no. And she said the next day, and she says, no, our story is the same story. It's the human story.
Right.
You know, just the, you know, and I'll never forget her inaugural poem, On the Pulse of Morning. Beautiful, beautiful. Perhaps maybe the best public poem in any kind of national public spotlight. So, any rate, I just had to give a little testimony about Maya.
Good for you. Good for you. So, do we have other items? We haven't heard from Charles in West Virginia in a while. I'm shocked.
Not yet. 576-7710 is the number to call, and you just have a little couple of minutes. You want to get in a quick question,
or you can
you better
do it
call right now.
Or you can do it by email. Unless you're Charles from West Virginia, you should call. So we want to hear your voice. But you can, thanks to Cobra Guard, you can email us at 5767710@gmail.com. We made it easy. It's the same phone number for the email as it is for calling.
We are so brilliant. I mean, truly.
And, you're talking about Maya Angelou. Two quotes that I liked of hers. One is, "We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated."
I love that.
You know? Yeah. All of us have lots of defeats, lots of things. And early in her life, when she was 16, she found herself pregnant. And she said that was one of the best things that she ever did, was having her son, Guy. Because later on, she was unable to have children. And she just rejoiced in that. And then she also said, along this human likeness, we can learn to see each other and see ourselves in each other, and recognize that human beings are more alike,
my friend,
than we are
unalike. Yes, indeed. Hey, we're going to be right back, and we got to pay some bills and also listen to some news. We'll be back after the top of the hour. Give us a call, 576-7710.